We are Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. I am joined by Brock Olson, Chattanooga-based dating expert, and we're helping out Bored Girl right now. Brock, she rode in. She's been with her boyfriend for about 2 years now. However, she's bored. She says that she's not feeling the spark anymore, doesn't feel the same way. However, is hesitant to break it off because she doesn't want to go back into the brutal dating world. And she's wondering if this is a typical thing after the two-year mark. And you're saying that there's ways to fight that off, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely ways to fight that off. But before I jump into the ways to fight it off, I want to talk about maybe why you're feeling this way. I was saying that if there doesn't look like to be some type of blueprint, some type of path to longevity, to building a life together, you can get bored. You'd be like, what's the purpose of this? Why are we doing this? Are we just doing this to fill voids, to fill time, so we don't have to do life just by ourselves, to avoid the dating scene? Like, what is it that we're doing? And, you know, that's a very, very, very common situation. What ends up happening is you do end up staying in the relationship longer than what you should. You do end up overlooking red flags. You do end up putting yourself into a dynamic that's mentally and emotionally, sometimes maybe even physically, unhealthy for you, because you're just trying to do the easy thing and not choose the most healthy, more difficult decision of re-entering the dating world and finding somebody who you're a little bit more compatible with.
Convenience,
yeah. Now, what does happen with a lot of people is they meet, they date for a while, they get engaged, and then they start planning the wedding. That usually all happens within that first 2 years. Here's the thing, when that is the pattern, say you are dating for a year, you get engaged, you immediately start planning that wedding is being planned for 6 months, maybe a year. All of that takes so much focus away from sometimes a lacking relationship, which what ends up happening is all the focus goes into the planning of the wedding, and then the marriage comes, and it usually is about 2 years after that, a lot of marriages fail because a lot of things got overlooked. Planning the wedding, you miss so many incompatibility flags, it's not even funny, so you get people who are not even compatible getting married, and that's why I think a lot of marriages do end in divorce. But here's something that you said, like the spark is gone. The spark isn't supposed to sustain you. Anything that catches fire starts with a spark, but you have to stoke that fire. You have to put energy and oxygen into that. You have to be doing fun things together. If you are in a monotonous pattern where maybe you two both work, you come back home, you eat something, you like Netflix, he's playing video games, you're on your phone Instagramming, like, yeah, that sounds horrible. Of course, the fun of the relationship is going to end, but you have to continue dating each other. You have to continue doing things that are fun. Go travel, go see new experiences. Make sure you guys have really, really healthy social circles together and separately. And your relationship isn't supposed to be a massive source of entertainment. Now, I know it might seem like that because when we first meet somebody that makes us feel super special, that's all that seems to matter in the world. And we just want to capture that and put that into a bottle and like just keep that special. But that's a very traceable chemical reaction. That's why they call it the honeymoon phase. It's a short-lived moment. So trying to recreate that experience, it's almost impossible. You're supposed to be creating new experiences. You're not supposed to be trying to recreate the honeymoon phase because everything's great in the honeymoon phase. Mm. I don't even know you.
Right.
I don't even know who you are yet. So I have this inflated, positive, butterflies, sunshine, and rainbows version of you, and I haven't really gotten to know, how do you argue? How do you act this way? What are the little things about you that I can't stand? Sure. Like those types of things. So my point is, the spark is only supposed to get you started. You're supposed to be stoking the fire of the relationship. You're supposed to be actively pursuing romance. You're supposed to be trying. Like, just because the relationship starts out really great doesn't mean it's going to just do that effortlessly. If you two are compatible, Bored Girl, if you have been together for 2 years and you two get along well, there's nothing really wrong, you're just bored, I highly encourage you to reflect on the relationship and see how you're able to talk with your partner and say, let's start doing some fun things. Like, what's your bucket list? Like, let's actually write down 20 things that you want to accomplish in the next 3 years. Let's start knocking these things out. Let's start supporting each other. Let's start doing those types of things. And, you know, I don't know if this is your prerogative, if marriage is your prerogative, but if that is also something that you're getting bored about because you don't see where the relationship is going, you need to have that type of conversation. You need to be saying the things that are important to you.
So, yeah, you're right. There, she doesn't seem like she's the guy's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that now at the hit this 2-year mark, there's nothing fresh and new. So,
well, her question was, is this normal?
Is it normal?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It is normal. Right. Within about 2 years, yeah, you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm not feeling the same way that I once did. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be feeling multiple different experiences. You're supposed to have lots of levels of different feelings and emotions. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and building it intentionally so you guys have something that's worth remembering.
So it's worth having a conversation with this guy and sit down and say,
yes.
Hey, you know what?
Let's, yeah, don't blow this thing up.
Yeah, don't blow it up just yet.
Mm-hmm.
The communication. Look at that.
Again, with the communication.
To the communication. Again, thank you, Board Girl, for writing in. If you out there have a question for Brock or a topic you'd like us to discuss, please send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also reach out to Brock on social media. And again, audio from this conversation and all of the others posted up on our website, so feel free to check it out. All the details are there as well. Hits96.com. Brock, thanks for the advice.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.